ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text number 8, text number 13. This is one of the most important verses in Srimad Bhagavatam to disclose the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And lot of acharyas like Jiva Goswami and others did elaborate commentaries on this particular verse. आसन
आसन
वर्णाः त्रयः
वर्णाः त्रयः
हि
अस्य
अस्य घृणता
घृणता
अनुयुगं तनुः
अनुयुगं तनुः
शुक्ल
शुक्ल
रक्तः
रक्तः
तथा पीतः इदानीं
इदानीं
कृष्णतां गताः
कृष्णतां गताः
आसन्न वर्णाश्रयो ह्यस्य
आसन्न वर्णाश्रयो ह्यस्य
गृह्णतो अनुयुगं तनुः शुक्लो रक्तस्तथा पीतः इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः आसन् वर्णाश्रयो ह्यस्य गृणतो अनुयुगं तनुः शुक्लो रक्तस्तथा
पीतः
इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः आसन् वर्णाश्रयो ह्यस्य गृह्णतो अनुयुगं तनुः शुक्लो रक्तस्तथा
पीतः
इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः
आसं वर्णसंत्रयो यस्य
ग्रहणतो
अनुयुगं
तनुः
शुक्लो रक्तस्तथा पीतः इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः
आसन वेर अज्यूम्ड वर्णाः त्रयः थ्री कलर्स
ही
इंडीड अस्य ऑफ योर सन कृष्ण घृणतः एक्सेप्टिंग अनुयुगं तनुः ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिफरेंट युगस शुक्लः समटाइम्स व्हाइट रक्तः समटाइम्स रेड तथा एज वेल एज पीतः समटाइम्स येलो इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट ही हैज अज्यूम्ड ए ब्लैकिश कलर Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red and yellow, and now he has appeared in blackish color. In other Dwapar Yuga, he appeared as Ramchandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. When you mix all the colors, it will become black, dark, purple. Partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Garga Muni indicated, your son is a great personality and he can change the color of his body in different ages. The word Granata indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the Personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated, and therefore when Gargamuni said, your son has assumed these colors, he indirectly said he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the conscious atrocities, Gargamuni tried to avoid disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami in his book Krama Sandarbha has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in different form, either as white, red, yellow, but this time he personally appeared in his original blackish form. As predicted by Gargamuni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully. His name is Sri Krishna, the all-attractive. Fully and factually, Lord Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representation of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta, Pita, is the same person. When he appeared in different incarnation, he appeared in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of sunshine are represented separately, otherwise the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, Lila avatars, Dash avatars, they are all included in Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter, 26th verse, avatarahi asankheya harehe sattva nidher dvijaha yatha vidvasinaha kulyaha sarasaha syu sahasrasaha. The avatars incessantly appear, like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves are there in flowing water. And similarly, there is no limitations of avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all avatars because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Asmi. Krishna is Aunshi, whereas the others are Aunshas, the part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are Aunshas. Mamaiva Aunsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. These Aunshas are different magnitude. Human beings who are minute Aunshas and the demigods, Vishnu Tattvas, and all other living beings are all parts of the Supreme. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. This is in Katha Upanishad, 2nd canto, 2nd chapter, 13th verse. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities. And when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnation of each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Kriteshu plus chatur bahu tretayam rakta varano asau dvapare bhagavan shyamaha and krishna varanam tushakrishnam. we actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan has appeared in Pitavarna, or a yellow color, as Gaur Sundar. Although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna Varnam, to adjust all the statements, one should understand that although in some yugas, some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishna. All the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna or blackish color. He is understood to be Krishna himself. Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha. The same original Krishna who appears in different varnas has now appeared. The word asan indicates that he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's is Channa. That is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in pita color, he is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Shangopangastra Pashadai Yagyaihi Sankirtanam Prahai Yajanti Sumedasaha. This is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32nd verse. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sram Patantikam Yam Deham Sri Guru Sri Chitapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha He Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gauranji Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhamu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priya Yancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Asan Varanastrayo Hyascha Grahanato Anuyugam Tanuhu Shuklo Raktastatha Pita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha.
Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past he assumed different colors, white, red and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. The another Dwapar Yuga he appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. So, Garga Muni is knowing this personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, but how to distinguish the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is one without second. Generally, people do not care to understand why Srila Prabhupada coined this particular word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It has never been used so far. But Srila Prabhupada made it a very distinct usage of this particular verse. When the
incorporation of ISKCON in the month of August took place in 1966 in New York, some devotees objected, Prabhupada, why are you keeping this society's name like International Society for Krishna Consciousness? It is better that even in America, because people have different conception of God, it's better to unite and have a bigger clientele. So please keep the name International Society for God Consciousness. Prabhupada says no. Prabhupada says no. If I keep that name, then people will bring all the gods together and there will be a chaos. Right? But it is not a sentimental choice of word, but is very intellectual, supported by these sadhu and shastras. This particular verse has been very, very elaborately explained by the Gaudiya Acharyas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not word jugglery that is allowed in the glory of a disciplic succession. Rather, it is a proof from ultimate source, the Shastra. So, Garga Muni's this statement has proven to be very, very effective and nobody can challenge. He says, your son, Krishna, appears as an incarnation in every millennium. So, all incarnations are coming from him. Not only that, he assumes three main different colors, you know, right? And they are, say, white, red, and yellow. It's not in chronological order, but he says that he has appeared now in the blackish color. There is also an indication, because Srila Prabhupada has taken from other reference about the appearance of Lord Ramchandra in Shuka color or green color. In another Dwapara Yuga, that not this particular Dwapara Yuga, it was an overlapping period. Generally, Ramchandra appeared to be in Treta Yuga. But in says another Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramchandra in other color, that is Shuka. It's a green color. Alright? All such incarnations are now assembled in Krishna. Krishna becomes black because every different colors are included in it. In perverted reflection, when every colors are embedded in, then it becomes a transparent white light. But because this is spiritual assumption, it's completely opposite. White light is simply a perverted reflection. Many a times, even in Christian theology, we come across that a devotee in separation goes through a dark tunnel. Dark tunnel means complete dejection, a void nullifying effect is there. Even a devotee starts doubting whether he has enough faith from Krishna or not. That's separation. It's an intense feeling. Right? But Krishna is available only in that realm where nothing else is being found. Krishna is available there. All our sadhana, all our concentrations and all our energy input in realizing Lord Shri Krishna is coming in that form of
To make sure, is there anybody along with you? No. So, let's go into the dark tunnel, where only Krishna and the devotee would be. In this way, intense separation is required. It's a prerequisite to meet Krishna. First of all, one must feel the pangs of separation. And that is compared to the dark tunnel. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed all these symptoms. Yuga itam nimishena chakshusha pravrita. So nyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. In the separation, I am feeling all vacant in the absence of Lord Krishna. So, therefore, the availability of Lord Shri Krishna in his sum totality of all different colors, which is dark. You know, so all the colors. Why he chooses to be very different color? Well, that is independent. He himself is a rasik. Nobody, becomes a rasik without understanding the separation. Actually, rasik, by example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the one who is feeling the pangs of separation. Not by enjoying or relishing the Krishna Leelas. That enjoyment spirit, yesterday we were discussing, is very detrimental. We are supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna. Then how come we become an enjoying entities? Therefore we are being cheated at every time. That purushaha, prakriti sthopi. This purusha means the enjoying living spirit, so-called. But he is situated in prakriti. Prakriti means the material nature. Ends up coming in contact with the modes of material nature and nothing else. Purushaha prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti jan gunan. He is simply whimsically enjoying the modes of material nature. Not the actual object. Bhunte prakriti jan. Karanam guna sangasya. The only reason that we are associating both with those three modes of material nature, sadasadhyoni janmashu, becomes the cause of our repeated birth and death. In either sat yoni or asat yoni, either as demigod or as demons. This is the effect of the modes of material nature. So how is it possible that we can ever become an enjoyer? Prakriti cheats us. Enjoyment slips away through our fingers. Even the knowledge of material nature, however intense one may go into, just like scientist, there was a biochemist, he really said something of a very startling observation. He said, I was looking into the mysteries of life through biochemistry. He got the Nobel Prize. But I must admit that somewhere along, the life slipped away through my fingers. Cannot be true. So, to understand the Supreme Personality aspect, why it was so necessary for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great Acharyas of Vrindavan, to establish him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why? Because people don't understand the monotheist teachings of the Vedas. The Vedas do not say anything that everybody is God. Or the demigods are jiva tattva, aushas. Here it is said by Srila Prabhupada, aushas. But aushi is one. And that we call God. But not that because they are powerful, everybody becomes God. Everybody is not equal a fig even. Because they are anshas. Very fragmental, very little. What is the size of this material universe? Nothing. You know the bag of mustard, 110-pound bag, and one little mustard seed is the size of our Earth in only Milky Galaxy. But there are how many uncountable galaxies are there? Bigger and bigger. So what is our significance? So therefore, it requires deep thinking to understand, and our acharyas help us to, you know, put up a very conclusive effort through the medium of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. This particular phrase, Idanim Krishnatam Gata, is very much important. That the same one who took incarnations in different colors in different millennia, now he has assumed the black original color. And in black all the colors will be derived. Have you seen black gold, the oil? When the sediments are settled, the clear liquid will be there. Alright? And it's sparkling with different colors. To assume different color is not very difficult. But to come as a conglomerate of all the colors is one of the very rare occasions. Because in every millennium, in every different species of life, Krishna takes avatar. Jayadeva Goswami therefore sang, Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira, Keshavadrita Rama Sharira, Jai Jagadisha. All the dashavatars are also assumed by one person. Therefore, my dear Keshav Krishna, you have assumed this form. It's not that all the avatars are Bhagavan. Yes, they have Bhagavat Tattva, but not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Goswami is describing all the avatars, he definitely says that, Yete chansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavanasvayam. All the avatars are anshan kalas. Kalas means expansion. Ansha means fragment, portion, part and parcel. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada took this particular word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asserts Him as such. Vedva vibhav purusho loke ksharascha akshara evacha ksharasarvani bhutani kutastha aksharuchyate. In the creation, there are two kinds of living entities, the fallible and infallible. But then He further says, the fallible means those who are in the material conception of life. They take repeated birth and death. But those who are trying to get liberated and come to their position, you know, that they are pure spirit, they are only kutastha, akshara. Akshara means infallible. But beyond kshara and akshara, Krishna tells that besides this, I am known as the Uttamaha Purushastvanya Paramatmikti Dhakuta. I am known as Paramatma, but that is Uttama Purusha.
Uttama Purusha means supreme personality of God. Krishna asserts himself. So when Krishna is addressed as supreme personality of Godhead, don't become startled, because we never heard before this word. But it is all backed by the deliberations of the Acharya. So we are getting a very nice elaborate purport in order to understand this particular fact. Srila Prabhupada is expertly, you know, telling us. So Gargar Muni is telling only partially, but the acharyas they are uncovering through a lot of references. So apparent telling something and partially exposing and not exposing, because the circumstances were like that. You know, if a Kamsa happened to know that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna already appeared to kill him, then why it would be known to the public? Better don't let it know. Nanda Maharaj also said something in that reference, please tell in secret, because he was afraid. Garga Muni told everything in partially disclosed and partially undisclosed. So, but still, indications about Lord Krishna appearance as the great personality just trying to encourage him that he is not an ordinary child. He is not some kind of even demigod. You know. So, Garga Muni is telling, your son has assumed three colors. He is telling that why he is appearing in different colors, because he must be supreme. Can you appear in different colors? But we are in different colors in imitation of God. But we assume only two, three like this. They say Chinese origin are called yellow. Then the one in the northern region, they are very fair skinned. The white people, they say. The yellow is there, the white is there. The blacks are there, Africans, you know. Isn't it? And some are mixed in between. Most of them are mixed. So, has anybody taken a kind of survey, Gallup poll survey, that how many whites are there, how many blacks are there, how many yellows are there, how many mixed are there? Well, but this is all a perverted reflection, and that color is only skin deep. If only the skin is removed, and then everybody will be an unidentifiable person. You know? So, this is all an imitation. But of course, why we are in that color, Krishna wants us to be assuming the body in his image. That's why. Otherwise, there is no other purpose. We'll be able to understand his appearance in different colors. You know? So, he indirectly saying that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he chooses to appear in different colors. We don't choose, we have been given genetically the colors. We can't choose. But sometimes people have,
interracial marriages and they choose something. Then they get different colors. At least, if not their own, but their progeny will be of different colors. But this is through the material arrangement, but it is not forceful. Sometimes a person is born due to some genetic heritage from forefathers and can get that color. And who knew that? So, Garga Muni is trying to avoid the and disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Jiva Goswami is quoted that in his book, Krama Sandarbha, he enunciated the purport of this verse. The purport is that in every millennium, Krishna appears in different forms. That means he is exhibiting the power of Narayan, because in this form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself. Exhibition of assumption of all the colors in the black form, and when he chooses that, then there is all attractive, all distinguishable features people will be tend to look into. They say the name Krishna means all attractive, but the name of Krishna, Krishna Paksha, means dark night, is also becoming applicable. Simultaneously, the blackish color, which indicated by the name, is also simultaneously becoming all attractive. This is inconceivable. We can't be attracted much more by black. Black is completely invisible to us. What is there to be attracted? Suppose if somebody is locked up in a room without air and light, what will be the first thing he will be thinking? How to get out from here? There's no other thought ever rise, because the darkness doesn't attract. Darkness doesn't attract. But what was, even in the dark assumption of the body, there is all attractiveness. So again, two things are there. Something is disclosing and other things are not being disclosed. Krishna means all attractive. See, this is the nature of divinity. That Krishna is all attractive. Everybody is attracted to Krishna. Everybody knows about him. So he is all famous. Because he is all attractive, he is all famous. Right? So this attraction, that everybody is tend to believe in the supremacy. Even in Quran it is said that the Hindus worship black god. Hindus worship black god. It is said in the Quran. So even they are attracted to understand something, but it is too far from their grasp. Because the spiritual identity is simultaneously one and different, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To be attracted is one thing, but to understand and dwell deep into his thoughts is another thing. Yeah.
scientists are attracted by the physical manifestation of Krishna's energy. But do you think by studying that they can understand Krishna? No. To understand, one must develop divine qualities. That how come even though Krishna is black, an unappreciable color, or what we call totally unfathomable, because we are used to look at the reflected light only. And black means there is no reflection. Everything is absorbed in the black color. That is, it gives a total contrast, the maximum contrast. In the physics, they explain this is a totally contrasting color. Means absence of light is black. All the light will be absorbed in. But we say, no, all the light of realization comes from him. It's completely opposite. In material world, all the black color is being, that all the light is being absorbed, right, by the black color. But in the spiritual world, black is all attractive because it emanates the Brahma Jyoti. It's completely opposite. So therefore, to understand an opposite, we have to cultivate opposite to material qualities. These are divine qualities. Because the soul is part and parcel of that divinity, therefore he is able to cultivate the divine qualities. To understand. So, this is very nicely explained. That factually Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna is present, all the avatars are present simultaneously. And whatever all avatars have accomplished, Krishna will accomplish in single manifestation. We can also see why all avatars are coming repeatedly in a day of Brahma 1,000 times, while Krishna is coming only once. That is, you know, that is very rare. That is the rarest opportunity. And just 5,000 before he appeared. Even though he appeared, in Brahma's life, the day, you know, which is calculated of how many trillions of years. But after that many life cycles that we might have gone through so many creations and dissolutions this jiva must have passed through. We just got to know the absolute truth about this Supreme Personality of God. 5,000 is nothing. So we are very close to the, or very much in proximity of the absolute truth which is still available. Therefore, in this yuga, at least Satya is still there. Satya is still there. Otherwise, in other yugas, austerity in Satya Yuga diminished. Then in Treta Yuga, cleanliness is diminished. And the, what is the third leg? Charity, right? Got diminished. And Satya is still existing. Therefore, we'll be able to understand Satya. Otherwise, you know, there is no possibility. because Supreme Absolute Truth is still existing and it is available to us. Just 5,000 years is not a big deal in our sojourn or the journey of millions and trillions of years that we had gone through. So if this is available today, it is by the mercy of the Lord Himself that because of His all attractiveness, the jiva is attracted. So when Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within Him. Other incarnations are partial representation of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of Supreme Being. It said that all the 64 excellences of His divine character, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is available in Krishna. Others are calculated to be having less. Vishnu has 60. The demigods have 55 plus 5 in very minute quantity. Yes, I have only 60. And human being can develop only 50, but only in minute quantity. Characteristics. But this characteristic, 50 of these divine qualities, they have been enumerated. And the acharyas have calculated that which tattva can represent maximum qualities. And that's why the classification is there, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna is there, all the avatars are there, then Vishnu tattvas are there, then all the demigods are there, and the jivas are there. So, this has been described by Haridas Thakur in Haridas Chintamani. It's a very logical understanding that only Krishna is the embodiment of all the characteristics simultaneously present and capable to interact simultaneously. Therefore, He is the Supreme Personality of God. There are many, many examples given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni was perplexed to see in Dwarka how Krishna is maintaining His household. He has married 16,108 wives. Let me go and check Him out. It's amazing. Yeah. So when he went, he saw that there were those many palaces, the numbering for each and every queen that he married. Means there were of his household, there were 16,108 palaces. And each and every palace, Narada Muni visited Krishna because he expanded himself in 16,108 forms. They were all interacting very differently and very amusingly, as if he's like a henpecked husband. Maintaining his household. With each wife he had 10 sons. He must be totally engrossed in body conception of life. Oh no, he's not. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is totally... Narada Muni saw that Krishna is doing the daily activity in a wonderful way. He would get up early in the morning and start meditating on himself. He would do all the daily chores in order to mesmerize him. And he understood nobody can do like this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can act so wonderfully that even a liberated soul cannot understand.
A pure devotee cannot understand, but it's good that he cannot understand him fully, otherwise he will not be attached. He will become attached to Krishna only when there is some partial understanding. But they are so attractive that they will tend to go for the real carrot in front of a donkey. Generally, we used to treat the donkey because he is unintelligent. But Krishna is also a very, very attractive type of carrot. That even though we cannot reach him, but we will never give him up either. This is the kind of attraction Krishna is giving. So, it is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta or Pita, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnation, he appears in different colors, just like sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of sunshine are represented separately, otherwise the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as Manvantara avatars, Leela avatars and Dasha avatars, they are all included in Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appears with him. And this is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Avatarahi asankhya. Asankhya means inaccountable. Harehe sattva nidher dvijaha. The sattva nidhi, they are in pure mode of goodness, that is called Vishuddha sattva. Yatha Vidansinaha kulyaha sarasaha siyu sahastrasaha. Sarasa means in the lake there are waves, the ripples are there and they are incessantly coming. You can't count because they incessantly come. Even because the wind is constantly blowing, it moves the water and the waves or the ripples start. So when it is a continuous process, so this is the analogy, then it is unaccountable and it keeps on coming, and Krishna's avatars keeps on expanding in it. So no one can count how many waves are there in the flowing water. So similarly, there is no limitation of the avatar. So, when the part and parcel is trying to understand the glory of the whole, it is completely inconceivable. At the same time, it is completely impossible in the physical world. Impossible. Even to conceive it is impossible. For conception, the mind which runs at the speed of more than lightning, you can't reach that conception. So, achintya. Achintya stute khalu bhava tamstar kena yojaye. These achintya bhavas are there. The spiritual feelings, the spiritual attraction, the spiritual emotions, they are inconceivable and they come. They are not produced by our mental sentiments. So therefore, this inconceivable of subject matter cannot be understood by logical interpretation. Achintya stute khalu bhava tam starkena yoje. Why? Because prakriti vyaparebhyascha tam achintyasya lakshana. Achintya means it is devoid of three material modes, the qualities. That is called achintya. So this is our bottom line, that we have to think in the terms of understanding Lord Shri Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are dependent and we are being simply nourished by Him. As part and parcel depends upon the whole, all the living entities, all the jiva tattvas, and all the nirjiva tattvas. The living entities as well as others which are non-living entities, all the material, they all depend upon Him. They are dependent. They are not independent. So, again, in the 11th canto, this is same thing corroborated, that krite shuklas chatur bahu tretayam rakta varano asau dvapare bhagavan shyamaha and krishna varanam tushakrishnam. This incarnation in Kali Yuga, it is the yellow incarnation. So Akrishna is understood as yellow, opposite to Krishna. So that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this leads to the establishment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation. Lord Krishna is incarnated. So devotees took liberty to check out the divine aspect of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By dint of their bhakti, they cultivated divinity in them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, all his associates also came in different. So Gauranga Sangi Sangi, those who descended as the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitya Siddha Karimana, they are eternally liberated associates of Lord Shri Krishna. Because if Bhagavatam is telling, then we should look into the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 11th canto, Chamas Muni is telling to Maharaj Nili that in Kali Yuga, the same Lord Krishna will assume the yellow color and he will come to start the Sankirtan movement. Yagyaihi Sankirtanam Prahe, and those who have good intelligence left will worship him. So, to come into Krishna consciousness, where establishment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then to come to as an incarnation for this particular age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is corroborated in the same spirit by this verse. In the same divine understanding. There is nothing illogical. Neither logic has been ever used to explain both Lord Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead or appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a transcendental fact. So very few will accept him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he came in the Channa avatar, and it is quoted here. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa. This is another reference is there. That is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Adi Leela. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling the intrinsic reasons, the inner reasons, that why Lord Krishna assumed this particular color. You know? As Ramananda Rai is telling that the same original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, when he wanted to enjoy his internal potency, he manifested her as Srimati Radharani. And they are eternally playing their pastimes. But now, to understand the inner willing of those pastimes of Radha Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan is thinking, hey, what is in me that attracts Radha so much? That is the first reason. Oh, what kind of enjoyment that she is finding that she becomes so devout and surrendered to me? Simply for the sake of my love. So how her love is that she is tasting in me? What is that in me that she is tasting so much? The attraction, the taste of love of Srimati Radha, that is said, I must take something that I will be able to relish. So to spread the holy name is an external reason, and that has been forecasted. But the devotees, by going deep into understanding that he is the same Lord Shri Krishna, now he has combined in the form of a devotee. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That one who has been eternally separated to enjoy his own potency, Ladini potency, now he has come to by assuming the bhava of Radha. He came both in the color of Radha as well as in the mood of Radha to exhibit the love of Radha, means devotion. So he became devotee. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who for the desire of enjoying his own Ladini potency, he manifested her so he can enjoy that potency. That is eternal pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan. But in Kali Yuga, out of compassion to the all fallen souls, he has come to exhibit the bhava of Radha, means the process of devotional service. Why we glorify Radharani so much? Because that is the way to understand Krishna, to see Krishna, and to enter into the intricate leelas of Krishna as assistants, not to replace Radha. So this is the aim, and that was our original constitutional position and the form. That made, us individuals eternally, and once upon a time we were with Lord Shri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, but out of envy, separate desire to lord over, to enjoy, we become eternally separated. From time immemorial, and we have to go through the ruggedness of this another kind of opposite energy. Because of opposite desire, opposite energy is there. So we try our way to become happy. But material nature and her laws are so cruel that will not allow us. Only by understanding, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will regain our divine characteristics. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed what is that eternal characteristics in deathless condition. Chaitanya Charitamrita. The character of a living entity in deathless situation. In eternity. Charitra. And that is nothing but devotion. No jnana, no dhyana. But fulfillment of all our desires by serving Lord Shri Krishna in very, very confirmed way as described in Srimad Bhagavatam with the authoritative process. No whimsical nature, nothing. So, all of you and anybody who will be in future, they will come in contact of this movement. They will be endowed, they will be blessed by this process of chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the desire of Srila Prabhupada, and that's why he established International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Mm-hmm. No other reason. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
Maharishi was telling that Krishna, he comes just once in a day of Brahma.
Yeah.
Is it the same with Lord Chaitanya?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Maharaj, there's all a lot of description of principal avatars for main yugas, Vasati Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Kali Yuga, and the description of colors. But I not very often can grasp what color of Vasati Yuga is. It white?
Not necessarily, they are interchangeable. I said it's not in chronological order.
But another thing is. Is it mentioning of the names of the avatars, principal avatars for each yugas?
The names?
Yes. Like avatar of Satyuga.
There are so many avatars came in Satyuga. Because in Satyuga, where all the pillars of dharma were intact, only one was being, you know, started degenerating. That's of austerity. Therefore, people were having the only means to, you know, become purified. It's austerity. So, during that time, how many avatars came? Because the demons were there too. In Satyayuga. Right? Many, many avatars. When did Vaman avatar?
When Shrimad came in Satyayuga.
Satyayuga? Yeah. Hayagriv avatar, Vaman avatar, Kurma avatar. Even Matsya avatar, this is the talk of, you know, Satya Yuga. In the beginning, the problems were started. Right? The problems were started right from the very beginning. The churning is of an ocean. Right? Kshirudarshan. The demons were totally out of their, you know, mind. They were completely envious. How many avatars happened in Satyayuga? But there may be main avatars also, out of the many avatars. So people may enumerate. Just like in Treta Yuga also, Parshuram was also there, existing. So simultaneously, avatars are present. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, or even the demigods, or even pure devotees, they can expand simultaneously. During this end of Dwapar, where Krishna came, all others also expanded. Yamaraj expanded 3 times. He was Yamaraj as Yaksha, he was Yamaraj as Vidur, and he was a Yamaraj as Yudhishthira also. Therefore it is said, avatara harir asankhyani. Innumerable avataras are there. In every species of life, the avataras are there. Lot of empowered incarnations are there. Where do they get the empowerment? But they were quite distinct than today, cheap empowerment by little siddhi, little bhasma, taking a little ring. This is called empowerment? No, it's cheating. One who is very, very clever in cheating, can you compare that as an empowerment? No. But they are also counted as avatars, at least by themselves. Yuge yuge means in every yuga, but the number is not only one. It can be many, one or many. So it's too difficult to pinpoint which is the main avatar. And it differs from different commentators. Somebody says, but if Bhagavatam says that this is the only avatar, or this is called Yuga avatar, because it will be the main avatar. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Yuga avatar and not Lord Buddha as Yuga avatar? Lord Buddha is an empowered personality, jiva tattva. But would you put by this understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in jiva tattva? So, this is important. Who will be the main incarnation in Kali Yuga? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he's called Yuga Avatar, because that is going to last long, about how many years? 10,000 years. In Kali Yuga, 10,000 years is nothing. Buddha happened to be how many years?
2,000.
Yeah, but in India, it hardly rained for 700-800 years. Then it was kicked out, or it's less even. When did Shankara happen to be? Adi Shankara, and the 7th century.
Seventh or eighth century.
So Buddhism was eradicated. So it went to Indochina. And they don't follow Buddhism. They are all meat eaters. Very few, rare. In Thailand, there is one group called Ashanti, Ashanti group, Ashanti, whatever, Ashanti group. But they are ostracized by the mainline Buddhists because they are vegetarian and others are not. You know. So, Buddhism itself in a very precarious condition.
If in the spiritual point of view, all colors coming from the dark colors, I mean, Krishna. So why we accept in absence of black? I mean, we accept light. So I mean, in absence of light, we accept black. So because when there is no light, then black is there. So it's a is it material point of view? Is these things coming or what's the difference?
So in other words,
Jyotirgama, for example.
You can worship Radha Krishna in white marble, too. If Krishna is black, people should insist that we should have only black marble. Right? To represent that color. Why do we accept white marble also?
So,
why?
Krishna is white also.
Yeah, but why?
Not a material conception. Like in white, as you said, like Brahmajyoti is emanating from Krishna.
Yeah.
Brahmajyoti. So he's transparent. Now, the acceptance of any material which is shastric, you can make a form of Lord Krishna, right? Whether it's white marble, black marble, blue marble, any marble, you know. But it does not negate the spiritual understanding. Even though if it may be white marble, you have to worship him as Krishna, the original. As far as transcendental understanding is concerned, that transparency of the divinity can not penetrate the material whiteness or blackness. You know? I mean, it negates. The material whiteness or blackness has no importance than this transcendental understanding. It doesn't touch them. So even though if it is white Krishna, we have to understand his black color. Right? And similarly, because Radha Krishna pastimes are so intricate, we are told that you should not worship them as Radha Krishna of Vrindavan, rather worship them as Lakshmi Narayana. Why? And that too with very rigid Agam Shastra system. Because it will help us to establish our transcendental steady vision. That we understand Lord Shri Krishna only through the eyes of Shastra, which is transcendental. It helps us to cultivate our transcendental nature. Then, in any form, you'll be able to accept him as Krishna. In Daru Brahman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accept this, you are the same Lord Krishna. You know? When he came to see in Vrindavan, in Anyo, he wouldn't go to Govardhan to see Gopal. Because he says, Govardhan is the same body. I cannot climb. I cannot step on my mast. So, that day under the fear of this Turkish soldiers coming, you know, they brought down the deity of Gopal and put in the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the vision of Gopalji. And he danced in ecstasy. He was indifferent. Any form that represents Lord Krishna will be accepted.
Even the form which is Krishna's form, but this unprofessional way they made Krishna's bodily feature is also accepted through this scripture. I mean, for example, some old plays you can see Krishna's form, and maybe not.
Men with that perverted knowledge of perverted desires, material desires, they give Krishna mobile phone and put him in the jeans and give him a goggles and decorate him like that. And they were highly criticized. It happened 2 years back in Vrindavan. Bhakti Bihari was dressed in some modern nonsensical outfit. You know, gave him a mobile instead of flute. Gave him this and that. And he was highly criticized. It is one of the most minting money temple. You know? And they were, you know, obnoxiously offended. They don't understand. Where is the spiritual understanding? So we have to see Lord Shri Krishna through the spiritual understanding. Premaṁ janacchurita bhakti vilocanena santaḥ sadaiva hṛdayeṣu vilokanti yam śyāma sundaram acintya guṇasvarūpaṁ govindam ādipuruṣaṁ tamaḥam bhajami. What it says, even though they may be white Krishna, but you have to meditate on that śyāma sundara form. And it will not obstruct your vision. Even while Krishna is there, it will not obstruct. Because he has come to accept our offerings in the way we may be able to do it. That's the deity form. However defective the carving may be, but still it is worshipped because there is the pran. Pran is love. It is embedded in it. You know? But it should remind you of Krishna. Therefore, this particular form, only one particular form, is so appreciable. Because Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam, that is the form that we worship. We don't worship any other form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, we don't worship Balagopal. He says, no, take up the highest worship, all other worships will come in. Just like Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and never worship Him alone, worship Him always with Radharani. Because she is the only one to show us how to perform devotional service. There's nobody superior to her. Because she is Krishna's own internal potency. And we can't, just like yesterday we were saying, then we can't think of other Radha when we worship Radha Krishna. Right? That is the point. All right. Thank you very much. All those who took part.